always have my best thoughts on the toilet. Charlie Day.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hi, everyone. This is Samantha Lee Wright, and welcome to the show. I'm excited for you guys to tune in this week. We have with us the amazing Ed Daly, who is one of our favorite people in the world, who has been on the show before, and we invited him back on to talk about a super important topic, gut health, and also a super fun topic, poop. And what can you learn about yourself, your diet, from what your poop looks like, frequency, all the nitty-gritty details. We're going to dive in. Don't be bashful for today's episode. We're going to get down and dirty. Now, before we get to the interview with Ed, as always, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's DIY dugout recipe comes from Rachel Schwartz in Albany, New York, and the recipe is called the Negativity Shield Rollerball. All right, to make the Negativity Shield Rollerball, you'll need 10 drops of white angelica, 10 drops frankincense essential oil, and fractionated coconut oil, and a 15 milliliter rollerball. Simply add all of your oils to your rollerball and top off with fractionated coconut oil or your other favorite carrier oil. Roll onto your shoulders and throat before going out to repel negativity. Thanks so much, Rachel, for your DIY dugout recipe. We want to hear your recipes, folks. Email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com, and you can get your recipe read right here on the show. And a quick word before we get to the interview for all the oily newbies out there. If you feel overwhelmed about how to get started using essential oils and you need to start back at the basics, we have a free online course just for you. You can get it. It's a 3-part video series that goes right to your inbox. You can sign up for free at www.freeoilcourse.com. That's freeoilcourse.com. Now, let's get to the show. Well, hello there, revolutionaries. We are back on the show with, once again, Ed Daly, who is the Senior Global Director of Young Living Essential Oils. But before that, he spent much of his career working in hospitals to bring innovative programs into the realm of patient care. In today's episode, he's going to share with us the great understanding of our microbiome and poop. It's going to be super fun. So, Ed, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. And I just wanted to clarify, I'm a senior global educator, Samantha, not the
director.
So,
thank you for clarifying that. All right. So for those who don't remember, Ed was recently on the show, episode 97, talking about essential oils in hospitals. So today we're going to focus on something a little more fun, which I think talking about poop can be really fun. What about you, Ed?
It can be.
All right. So, well, let's dive in first and let's discuss what exactly is the gut microbiome and why is it so important to our health?
Great question. So in the last several years, I've done a lot of research into the realm of functional medicine and functional health. And just to give a little clarification, I'm always asked, what's the difference between functional health and functional medicine and regular medicine? It basically looks at getting at the root cause of the problem. And one of the main areas, the 7 core concepts that from a functional health standpoint that we look at assimilation and elimination. And when you look at that, it's not just a matter of how much you go to the bathroom each day. We look at the uptake of nutrients within the gut. We look at excretion. We look at absorption. We look at many different factors. And one of them that we must look at is what we call the gut's microbiome. And the microbiome has been around for a while. I don't know if our listeners are aware, but in 2008, the National Institutes of Health actually created the Microbiome Project. And the sole purpose of this was to study these 10,000 different species in the gut of bacteria and the 100 trillion bacteria that we have in there, and find out what effect it actually has on our body. And if you were to extract all those, Samantha, what we would find is that you would fill a half-gallon container with all the bacteria in the microbiome's gut, and it basically affects everything else. So if the microbiome is out of whack, then your immune system's out of whack. Your reproductive, your endocrine system, it has such an immense effect on the rest of the body. And it's one of the reasons, as a global educator with Young Living, I'm saying, let's make this the year that we really clean our guts up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, you said that it can affect everything. And I've seen so many fascinating studies on microbiome as it relates to mental health too, which a lot of people don't really make that connection, but it can be exactly connected.
Right. And there's a great book by a guy, he's a neurologist, Dr. David Perlmutter. It's called Brainmaker. And he really creates the link between the microbiome and the health of the brain. One of the modules I'm developing is called Super Gut, Super Brain. And looking at that specific relationship and how, again, if we're not doing the things that we need to do from a functional health standpoint, then everything else gets out of whack. So in functional health, we look at simple things like removing. What are we removing? Basically gluten, dairy, and sugar, which totally disrupts the biome completely and sends it into a frenzy. We look at replacing. Well, here we're specifically talking about digestive enzymes and enzymes in general to help give the body the assistance it needs to break down the foods and the food products so that we can assimilate them better. We talk about re-inoculation. Of course, we're talking about probiotics, things like Young Living has Life 9, which is a great, great, great product. And it has, you know, 9 different strains, 17 billion parts. And then we look at replenishing. And the replenishing part is feeding the gut the nutrients that it needs. So like L-glutamine, that one amino acid that feeds the gut wall. We look at zinc. We look at pantothenic acid. We look at magnesium. All these are really super important to give the gut the building blocks it needs to be healthy.
Mm-hmm. And would you agree that our gut in itself is the building block for the rest of our body?
Yes, and I agree totally, Samantha, and that's why I'm really honing in on it this year. And the more I've researched in the last, you know, year specifically, it keeps coming back to that. And so why are we not, as a culture, why are we not addressing that? And how do we educate people on how to correct that themselves? And it's really not hard. It's actually pretty simple. It's just about making the appropriate lifestyle changes and choices on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's not hard at all. well, Ed, that's a really good sort of starting point for this conversation. Let's dive in a little more into our poop and what can our poop tell us about our microbiome and what's going on in our body. Let's just lay it all out and what should it optimally look like too?
Well, that's really easy. And there's a simple thing online. I just found it the other day. It's called stoolanalyzer.com. And you basically answer a series of questions and it'll help you to tell you the health of your biome. I did it the other day and I scored 96 out of 100, which is really good. Ultimately, it tells us a lot. So again, it's something that we don't really talk about a lot in our culture. It's not like, hey, let's go to the poop party and have a conversation.
No, right.
We do it alone and we don't really pay that much attention to it. So really, really quickly, I mean, you can look at things like the shape of it. And if it's pellet-like, if it's cracked, there's more an indication that you're actually very dehydrated. You go to the other end, if it's very loose and it's more in the sense of diarrhea, well, you know that you're not absorbing and something's going on within the gut there. Ultimately, the two terms they use are snake-like and sausage-like. Those are just, you have to look at it and you have to see it every day. And it looks like that. And again, I just encourage people to go online and look at some pictures first, since we're just doing an audio interview, but look at some pictures and then you can sort of size up. But if you're really constipated, that's not a good thing. And if you're on the other end of the spectrum, it's not a good thing either if you're having diarrhea. So sausage and snake-like are the two optimum words I would use.
Okay. Now, Ed, you mentioned something about like a test that you took about that told you how your microbiome is. Can you say that again and where people could find that?
Well, this is just more in analyzing the stool. It's called stoolanalyzer.com. There are kits out there now that, and this is relatively new technology, where you can receive a kit in the mail and put a little sample on it and send it back, and they will actually evaluate the health of your microbiome. And some of them are around $200 to $300. Just do your research. I'm still tracking one for myself. I want to know that if I'm spending my money on something, that I'm spending in a good place, and that they're actually going to do a really good job taking a look and analyzing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. All right. I don't know if you know the answer to this or not, but should our poop float or sink? What do you think?
That's a good question. You know, most people, it will sink, not necessarily a bad thing. Some say it should float. I say look at the shape more than anything. That really, to me, is the indicator of the health of the gut and what's going on with it in the gut. So,
great. Thanks. So we've talked about how important the gut microbiome is. So what types of things can we do that can actually tear down this gut microbiome and cause inflammation?
Well, a lot of the foods that we're eating in general, so dairy, gluten, and sugar itself, are super, super inflammatory. We have these things called cytokines, and cytokines are these like protein type things that are in our body. And the three main ones that we have are interleukin-6, we have tumor necrosis alpha, factor alpha, and there's one other one that I'm sort of not remembering right now. But anyways, these are really important. And every time you eat something super bad, like it causes this cascade of inflammation. On a side note, rather than dealing with the real issue of inflammation, Big Pharma is actually spending $20 billion a year on finding drugs that suppress tumor necrosis factor alpha. So, you know, again, they're not getting to the root cause. So, like, again, diet is the place that I start with everybody. Mm-hmm. And if you were just to do a general survey when you go to the store, you can look at gluten, dairy, and sugar, and you can look at people's food carts, and you can just see that we're really messing it up. You know, sugar cereals. I had a newsflash the other day that I said, hey, Captain Crunch wasn't a real captain, and there's no fruit in Fruit Loops. So, but these are the things that are really causing mega problems within our microbiome.
Yeah, I think my kids have grown up not really knowing what cereal is so much, or they kind of know it, but it's more like a dessert in our household. Like if I finally break down in the grocery store and they're like, please, 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 it looks so pretty on the box, I'll kind of serve it like I would serve ice cream almost, but I definitely don't do it very often. And it's interesting. There's so many other easy, quick breakfast options out there that, yeah, you don't have to go for the cereal. I don't want my kids growing up learning that food comes out of a box, you know?
Right. You know, when we look at the purpose of the microbiome, I mean, really, it's there for several reasons: to help with physical barriers to pathogens, which we want to be, aware of. It aids in digestion and absorption. It's a detoxification machine. It influences our hormonal system. It helps us to handle stress, assist in sleep. And it really does control the inflammation pathways. And, you know, we have to help people to understand, too, that even the bad bacteria like E. coli, it has a purpose there. It's to help produce vitamin K. H. pylori, which, you know, if you get too much of it, it's a problem, but it helps to control appetite suppression. So, you know, all these things that we have in the body help to decrease the inflammation. And I just remembered the other biochemical. It's called C-reactive protein. And so that's the other cytokine that helps in the inflammation process, which we do really want to control. You know, the good news, too, is that there's people like Dr. James Hill who are doing a lot of research into the microbiome and the brain-chemical relationships. And they're finding things like brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which helps with neurons and neurogenesis, and GABA, the gamma-aminobutyric acid. All these chemical messengers are being excreted by the biome to help with the health of the gut-brain relationship.
Yeah, it's so fascinating. And something that you were just talking about that I think maybe some people might have missed is the fact that everyone has a certain level of quote-unquote bad bacteria mm-hmm. in their microbiome, and that's okay, right?
Mm-hmm. It is okay. What the problem happens, Samantha, is when that gets disrupted. So it should be about an 85 good, 15% bad. That's the relationship ratio that we look for. And when that goes out of whack, even by 5%, even to 75-30 or 75-25, you know, they call that dysbiosis. And when dysbiosis occurs, then again, you're affecting every other system. So, you know, a few years ago, I've shared openly when I was diagnosed with cancer. I mean, that was one of the main things I went for right away was my gut health. And, you know, it was pretty good, but somehow something flipped the switch for that gene to turn on in me and cause something not so good.
Well, I'd love to ask you more questions about that and that journey for you, if that's okay.
Sure.
Real quick, let's take a short break to thank our sponsors, and then we'll come back in and talk about that.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hi, everyone. We're back with Ed Daly, and we're talking all about the microbiome, poop, all the fun things. So before we took our break, Ed, you mentioned your battle with cancer, and that was the first place you started, you said, was in your gut. Tell us, how did you make those decisions, and what were those first steps that you took?
My diet's always been pretty clean, but I just cleaned it up even more. I understand completely, I think, the relationship and the importance, so to speak, of gut health and immune system health. And the reason why the immune system is so close in the gut is because it's there. Eventually, over time, if you live to be about 90, you're going to eat about 25 tons of food. And so those foods have pathogens and things in them. And so it's there, that relationship is there to help facilitate health in the body so you don't get sick. But, you know, I just cleaned it up even more, and I started juicing more. I started using things like fresh turmeric and ginger in my juices. I started resting a gut periodically where I would just juice all day and not really eat solid food. So it was just an area. And then really, again, getting into the building up the microbiome so that it can help with immune function.
Yeah. So let's tie this into essential oils a little bit. What are your favorite essential oils go to for supporting a healthy elimination system?
Well, there's a couple of blends. I mean, number one is peppermint. I mean, peppermint, you know, our Vitality peppermint that Young Living makes is such an amazing oil. And, you know, I'm going to suggest that we just start there. I'm a huge believer of, rather than giving people 100 things to do, that if they can somehow figure out how to do one thing really well and then just master that, then they'll be much more successful. So, you know, I add Vitality peppermint, Young Living's product, in my water every day. I carry it with me pretty much all the time. Mm-hmm. I use it on my tongue after meals and take it internally. But again, not all essential oils are made equally, so you have to really do your research.
Right, absolutely. So Ed, I'm sure that a lot of people out there are listening and they're starting to kind of worry a little bit, like, oh my gosh, what am I doing that is messing up my microbiome? So do you have sort of like a guideline or certain points that you can point people to say, take a look at this, and if you're doing these things, they might be disrupting your microbiome?
Yes, absolutely. First is food, as I always come back to that. And again, gluten, dairy, sugar. We can't go after the dairy industry because we would basically take out a whole industry if everyone stopped eating dairy, and people like it. So, but for me personally, I know it causes inflammation. I know sugar causes inflammation, and I know gluten is bad for me as well. The second thing is, you know, antibiotics. I think, you know, again, I'm a nurse. I do recognize the fact that antibiotics have a presence in our medical practices these days. And I'm not saying never take them. I'm saying that just know that if you're taking an antibiotic for whatever reason, that's going to disrupt the microbiome as well. You're going to kill off all that good bacteria that's in there. And that's the issue. Secondly, the pill, you know, many young women are on the pill. It decreases thyroid and testosterone hormones, increases insulin resistance, oxidative stress, increases inflammation, and it actually depletes a lot of vitamins and minerals and antioxidants in our system. Thirdly is environmental chemicals. We are slathering ourselves with a plethora of chemicals that are killing off a lot of good things in our body. And for me personally, herbicide-laden GMO foods, I mean, we do not know how GMO foods affect the body. These are funded, many of these GMO foods are funded by the food industry themselves. And if you're using Roundup for any reason, I'm going to ask you to rethink that decision so that you live in better health. But really quickly to end, I mean, there's six things that I suggest for everybody. Prebiotics, probiotics. Now, the prebiotics are the sugars that the probiotics feed on. You know, eat a lot of fermented foods. Things like sauerkraut are really good. I love kombucha. Low carb foods, because we have this process of advanced glycinated end products in our body. So we have to be aware of that. So low carb foods, gluten-free foods, and healthy fats. And when we talk about healthy fats, for me, I'm looking at things like extra virgin olive oil, avocados, sesame oil, and ghee, which has been commonly used in Ayurvedic medicine for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. Those are great tips. And yeah, I myself am really trying to make that pledge to have more fermented foods in my diet. And it's, you have to train your tongue again. You really do.
Yes. If you
didn't grow up with that stuff. Well, Ed, I have one more question for you before you go. You mentioned antibiotics and how antibiotics can really disrupt the microbiome. What would you say about like natural antibiotics? Like we know there's a lot of alternatives and herbs and plants out there that have those sort of antibacterial properties. And so how is that different than a straight up pharmaceutical antibiotic?
Well, the straight up pharmaceutical are obviously a lot more potent. And when you take an antibiotic, either intravenously or by mouth, its job is to kill. It's to kill bacteria. And so that's why, you know, there are people who were on antibiotics early in life, and that basically messes up the microbiome completely because they don't differentiate between the good guys and the bad guys. They just basically go in and wipe everything out. So that said, again, if you have an infection and you need that, and that's part of your medical treatment, I'm not saying don't use it. I'm saying you're going to have to work to get the microbiome up and running again efficiently because you've caused a lot of damage. I just think that from a pharmaceutical standpoint, they're going to be much more potent than natural plants and plants.
Thank you so much, Ed. This has been fantastic. Really, really great information. If people want to learn more about you or get in touch, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can follow me on social media on Instagram, ed.daily, D-A-I-L-E-Y. And you can follow me on eddailyyl on Facebook. I'm working on revamping my website to be a little bit more interactive. So that's a great place to get a hold of me if you're trying to reach out.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Ed, for being a part of the revolution here. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much. And I hope you guys have a great day. And just remember, start with small things and be successful. And then once you've done that, keep moving on.
Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to check out our sponsor this week, Daily-Harvest, and use promo code REVOLUTION at checkout to get 3 items free off of your first delicious box. We'll catch you all here next week on the show. We'll be talking all about Ylang Ylang essential oil, and the week after that, I'm super excited to launch an episode about oral health. So stay tuned, stay subscribed. If you want to get episodes downloaded while you sleep, just hit that little subscribe button. All right, folks, as always, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.